This is Queer Noise, a podcast by CITR's LGBTQ+ collective.
This podcast is part of our coming out series shared by our collective members.
So today we are talking about...
How do you think about coming out when you think about coming out?
My name is Phoebe, she, her pronouns, and...
I'm Trace. I use he, him, or they, them pronouns. I was thinking about how to sort of define coming out.
Coming out to others and coming out to yourself are very different.
Sort of coming out in the sense of explaining to people, other people in our lives, who we are, or I guess this one like small detail about ourselves, small and significant. The sort of coming out that happens more internally, the process of coming to understand who you are and, I guess, come out to yourself in a way.
And for me personally, it's a journey, you know, and it's still happening. I still don't really know. When I was growing up, with the sort of language that they used around relationships, I guess, even when I was young, even when we were watching movies, and as I got older into sort of teenage years, they would never ask if I had a boyfriend. They'd say, are you seeing someone? You know, they were very, very conscious of the effect that words can have, I suppose. And so I was very lucky in that regard. But because of that, I never felt the need to come out to them as gay or bi in the same way that I never came out to them as straight either. They kind of, I've always been a very private person in regards with my... parents, so they don't really know either way, which made it sort of more internally focused, and it gave me room to sort of explore myself without outside pressures, I suppose. I don't feel like I need to tell people this to sort of have them understand me better. Different situations and like my audience, I guess, definitely does change how willing I am to sort of out myself. I definitely would be less willing to sort of, for example, out myself to a teacher as opposed to a friend, just because I don't want to have to deal with any of the like repercussions of that. If I'm being honest, that does affect sort of how I behave. So yeah, it's really tricky, but if I'm being honest with myself, yeah, the situation, the audience does matter a lot.
I struggle with this, that exact kind of like guilt a lot, especially as a like cis passing white male person. Like I can sort of infiltrate into certain communities and have a lot of power in let them see me as someone with whom they identify, and then I come out to them, that has leverage. That actually changes someone's like core perception of me, and then they have to put that thing together in their brain. This like person, this guy that they like, this like other dude that they identify with, and this thing that they might hate because they've only heard, you know, some sensationalized representation on the internet of like who and what queer people or trans people are. Anyway, so I've sort of let myself not feel so much guilt about coming out in every situation because, sometimes I think we have to think a little bit more long term and maybe be a little more strategic, but yeah, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Like when you put it that way, it's, it made me realize, I guess it's more sort of like a way to support who people think you are and kind of like deepen their understanding of you rather than giving them this label that you identify with that they will then make their own assumptions about. Coming out is different for everyone. Everyone has a very different relationship with it and history with it. And that however... It's a process, yeah. And however you want it to define you is up to you, really.
featured in this podcast is Trace and Phoebe. The introduction and credits is by the band Away, and the song is called Flowers. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the Community Radio Fund of Canada for making this podcast possible.